this time last year, when the Teeny Dragons of Philadelphia emerged as the darlings of the Little League World Series in Williamsport, folks from our region were glued to coverage on ESPN with an eye on pitching phenom Monet Davis.
Fastball on the ground to second. It is fielded there. Davis is safe at second base. Tough play for the shortstop, Matt Adams. The ball and Monet got there at the same time.
Writer Marjorie Maddox watched the action from the sidelines. She lives in Williamsport, where her love of baseball is often expressed in poetry. Here's one called A Double Play.
At any angle, a bargain good enough for Aunt Bessie. A two-for-one sale that steals the best of ballet.
That's baseball poet Marjorie Maddox. And she recently caught up with Morning Edition host Jennifer Lynn about how and why baseball speaks to her.
Marjorie, you have a terrific backstory. If you can tell it briefly to our audience, it's a family history that ties you to baseball in a special way.
My great-granduncle was Branch Rickey, who helped break the color barrier by signing Jackie Robinson. So that was kind of my lead into baseball. When I moved to Williamsport, which is, you know, such a baseball town, my husband and I first lived in a duplex where there was basically a baseball field in the backyard. And I used to sit out in the back and watch a women's team play. I just started writing baseball poems because of that.
Tell me a little bit about your great-granduncle. Did you get to talk to him about the great baseball experiment that he was part of? Or did these stories come from other family members?
A lot of the stories came through talking with family members. And the last couple of years, I was working on a middle grade biography of my great-granduncle called Man Named Branch, The True Story of Baseball's Great Experiment. It was wonderful when I was researching that and starting to write it, just to have long telephone conversations with my mother and to repeat some of the stories that I had heard growing up. And primarily what stood out to me was just Branch Rickey's tenacity early on to stand up to bullies when he was teaching in a one-room schoolhouse, later when he was coaching at Ohio Wesleyan, and then, of course, with Jackie Robinson. That those ideas were kind of brewing in his brain for a long time.
Your family must have a very pronounced pride in having that relationship with this great-granduncle. How do you feel his legacy changed your life or affected your writing?
I think I've really been drawn into history and baseball more, but certainly all these issues affect us very much today, remind us that, yes, there have been some accomplishments, but there's still a lot more to be done, and just the importance for standing up for yourself and standing up for others as well when you see people being mistreated.
What do you think your great-granduncle would have thought of Monet Davis?
I think he would have cheered very loudly and just been, you know, very ecstatic about not only her performance and the performance of all the team members, just, I think, kind of her understated quality in some ways, too, because she doesn't try to grab the limelight. She's forgiving. She is strong. I think all those qualities are quite admirable as well.
And what are you gleaning? What do you find writerly about baseball?
It's so metaphoric in some ways. You know, we say things like rounding the bases and halfway home and hitting it out of the park and all those kind of things just in our everyday language. But it's just very poetic, the action of it, to sit outside on a summer night and kind of watch everybody kind of working together, just the mechanics of it and the physics of it. I don't know, there's something very magical about baseball, I think.
Do you have an exceptional knowledge of the game of baseball?
When you're writing, at least when I'm writing, I zone in and become an expert on whatever I'm writing about at the time.
I'd love for you to take us out on another one of your poems. How about the Little League World Series first play?
Okay. Teams crowd the hills, fill in the land along the river. Uniforms like patches of colorful cows amidst the fields. All the corn points to the ballpark, the small towns downtown leaning in for the anthem. It is time to begin. The countries and counties in parents' faces shuffle in the stands. A TV camera shifts to a close-up at the plate. A child half the height of a tractor breathes in his heroes exhales the length of the state in the nervous grip of a 12-year-old, planting youth, harvest, old age.